It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Art Talk on KCRW. He's able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. He gets weak in the knees for Lois Lane and Kryptonite. But the many interpretations of the Man of Steel have diluted the complexity of the initial Superman story so that its deeper meaning became lost to many. Not to one artist, though, whose work is on display at Hauser & Wirth in a show, and Hunter Drohioska-Philp joins us with her review today. Hello, Hunter.
Hello, Steve.
Mike Kelly had an infatuation with Superman, but his interest went way, way deeper than the 80 years of comic books and movies and TV shows. How did he deal with the Superman story?
Well, arguably one of the most important American artists of his generation. He dealt with popular culture, and Superman was just one part of that. And he became interested in this at the beginning of the millennium, the dawn of the year 2000, when he created a piece called CandorCon. And that was kind of a riff on the then-evolving popularity of Comic-Con, a place where comic book collectors come together. And he was doing research on the myth, really, behind Superman. He found out all sorts of details and became specifically fascinated by Superman's birthplace.
His birthplace being, of course, the planet Krypton.
Yes, and the city of Kandor, which in the storyline is shrunk by the evil Brainiac, who actually collects cities. And Superman is ultimately able to rescue his hometown of Kandor and its citizens, including his parents. But they can only survive if they're kept under a glass dome with their own supply of atmosphere. And so Superman goes on to survive and live as an alien being on Earth, but he keeps his hometown and its population in his fortress of solitude. And he always has this sense of being isolated from the very planet on which he has to live.
Now, Kelly demonstrated all of this with sculpture and figurines, correct? How did he do that?
Well, this particular show is focused on the Kandors, and there are a lot of them from 1999 to 2011. And the strength of this show is that there's one gallery filled with what's called the complete set, 20 of these Kandors. And what he did is he took the two-dimensional illustrations that were done for Superman, and he became fascinated by the fact that over the many, many decades that it was drawn, it changed in its appearance, that the illustrators were more interested in the storyline than they were the Kandor itself. So he has actually reproduced that city in all of its variations. It's always slightly futuristic and looks like a city of high glass towers and circular forms, but he's made them into translucent colored objects. And again, they come with their own hand-blown glass domes and sometimes their own source of oxygen. And not only are they interesting in terms of the myth of Superman, but they're also absolutely fantastic looking as sculptural objects. And this is the first time most people will have had a chance to see all these particular pieces together in the context of other works that he'd done from the period. Here you'll be able to see exactly what he was doing. And it has a very sad side, this particular body of work.
This body of work, because you say people know the general idea of what Kelly was trying to do, but did they know his motivation? Do they know what was behind all of that?
Well, you know, sadly, Mike Kelly took his own life in 2011. He had suffered from depression throughout his extremely successful career. And when you look at this work, you can't help but think of Superman as this alien being isolated from his fellows with a false identity, living in the fortress of solitude. All of that has a double meaning when you go through the show. So you'll come away, I came away thinking this is really, Mike Kelly's just such an incredibly fantastic artist. And my heart went out to him for the pain he had to go through.
Yeah, living his own life in solitude. That's, of course, his motivation there. Kandor's 1999 to 2011 ends January 21st. It goes through the end of the year and into early next year at Hauser & Wirth downtown. Hunter Drohioska-Philp, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.